Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament commentary series. This is Denny Nugent with today's question, John, about the relationship between water baptism and personal salvation. Before Paul was saved, he was commanded by Ananias to, quote, "get up and be baptized and wash away your sins." Also, Peter writes in 1 Peter 3, quote, "baptism now saves you." Now, John, it's not unreasonable for a person to read those verses and conclude that water baptism has a role in saving a person. It's right there in the text.
A lot of people have taken it that way. In fact, whole entire movements, Church of Christ movement and a lot of others, have been based upon a simplistic understanding of be baptized and wash away your sins, baptism saves you, or even in Peter's sermon in Acts 2, repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. But those simple statements have to be understood in the light of the rest of the teaching of Scripture. Take, for example, your brief quote from 1 Peter 3, baptism now saves you. That's not the end of what Peter says. Then he says, oh, by the way, not the washing of your body in water. I'm not talking about that. The baptism that saves you is an immersion into Christ, a spiritual immersion. Paul talks about it in Romans 6. We've been baptized into Christ, into his death, into his resurrection. Literally using it in a metaphoric sense, we've been immersed into Christ. We die with him on the cross. We rise with him out of the grave. But water baptism is the inseparable public declaration of that spiritual baptism. That's why every believer needs to obey and be baptized.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from the book of 1 Peter, go to MacArthurCommentaries.com.